In their chapter on hyperconnecting, the authors describe how forward-thinking companies are encouraging senior members to be mentored in new technologies and practices by younger workers. Social media is a good example. Millennials know all about the power of Facebook and Twitter to spread a message, while baby boomers might be more skeptical. But unlike traditional top-down mentoring, reverse mentoring isn't a straightforward path. Senior executives with decades of expertise aren't used to being coached by college graduates and can often put up resistance. So how can you get around these potential barriers? The authors use the examples of General Electric and Cisco to show how a good reverse mentoring program can work. Jack Welch, former CEO at GE, put in place a reverse mentoring scheme towards the end of his tenure to help him and other senior executives get to grips with the speed at which technology and the internet were changing the business landscape. Welch led by example, taking on a reverse mentor himself. Over at Cisco, CEO Carlos Dominguez started a reverse mentoring scheme for two reasons: to get Gen Z employees more involved with the business so they'd stick around, and to spread their digital knowledge across the generations.
Find out what we thought about this book in the MindTools Club.